Back to Leinster House now and the Oireachtas Committee on Justice and Equality, where the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, has been speaking about reform, the new policing model and other issues. In a moment, I'll speak to Cormac O'Keefe, security correspondent with The Examiner, and Jim Mulligan, president of the GRA. But first, here's the Commissioner setting out his stall for the new policing model and what it means for the public.
A key element, one of the very central elements of our strategy statement, is a new operating model for an Garda Síochána. The operating model will introduce major changes to our structures, but more importantly for the public, it will provide more frontline Gardaí, increased Garda visibility and a wider range of policing services in their local area. Ireland is changing, and with that, crime is changing. However, the reality is that despite the very great efforts of all of my staff, our own burdensome structures are holding them back from providing the best possible policing service.
And the Commissioner was asked by Fianna Fáil's Justice Spokesperson, Jim O'Callaghan, about concerns that as a result of the merger of divisions, former divisional headquarters essentially will be downgraded.
Well, some stations may no longer have a chief superintendent. In fact, there will be eight less chief superintendents in effect out doing divisional policing. But what I would point to is that superintendents are going to be diffused through these new divisions. And also then I'd point to, if we're taken out, for instance, superintendent, that'll be replaced by an inspector. So there'll be additional inspectors and sergeants to make sure that the community knows there's somebody they can go to and can have trust in them in terms of delivery for them. And I think, you know, what has been fed back to us is that the relationship with the superintendent, chief superintendents, is very important, but also people want to see a blue shirt presence out on the ground, and also if they can build up a relationship, a longer term relationship with a sergeant or inspector, that's also very effective as well.
I think when you refer to a blue shirt presence on the ground, Commissioner, you're referring to members of the Garda Síochána.
Well, not the sergeant reference.
No surprise with that clarification. Finally though, a brief word on the possibility of a no deal Brexit. The Commissioner said the Garda are at a high state of planning for the implications of a hard Brexit on the 31st of October, particularly when we've already seen an uptick in pressure to deal with the threat of dissident groups this year.
We have increased numbers in the border area. We want to make further investments in terms of the armed support unit, and particularly in Cavan, and that is underway. And also then through this programme, through the new operating model, to start to further enhance our community policing along the border area. So we ourselves at high state of planning and preparation for October, and just what will mean in the short term and the medium term for us and policing on the whole of Ireland and the whole of the island of Ireland, and how we work then with the Police Service of Northern Ireland.
Commissioner Drew Harris, just to come to you now, Cormac O'Keefe of the Irish Examiner. Most of the focus this morning though has been on the new policing model. What have TDs and senators been honing in on there?
Well, I suppose I've been listening carefully to the Commissioner and I suppose the contentions that are behind the new operating model, which essentially, according to the Commissioner, will mean more Gardaí on the ground and increased visibility and less administrative duties for superintendents and other Gardaí working in those areas. Some of the focus has been on the divisional headquarters. This has been an issue since the plan has emerged. As you mentioned, there are currently 28 divisions and we'll be going down to 19, and that will be done by merging 18 current divisions into 9 divisions. So in turn, that will mean that 9 current divisions will lose their divisional headquarters. So Senator Martin Conway, for example, raised this issue at some length. He's a Clare man and raised the issue of Clare being merged with Tipperary. He raised concerns about the logic of merging with Tipperary as opposed to Galway and Limerick, and the Commissioner responded to that. And then he said the single biggest issue was the possible removal of the Clare divisional HQ from Ennis to Thurles in Tipperary. Now, that's replicated across the other divisions, those issues. And Jim O'Callaghan also mentioned the issue of the loss of a divisional HQ and the repercussions behind that.
And on the detail of that, Jim Mulligan, president of the Garda Representative Association, the commissioner says the current system is burdensome, was the word he used there, and the new model will put more Garda on the street. Indeed, Assistant Commissioner Michael Finn says the move from district to divisional policing will free up another 1,000 officers. Would you share his view on that? Are those figures accurate, in other words?
Yeah, well, we met with our CEC last week in relation to this, Sean, and many of the issues that were raised today by the committee were raised at our table. That is one of the concerns. I think the Commissioner himself alluded to the fact that largely we're still paper, print and ink based, and that was one of the big issues concerned, is that the infrastructure, particularly the IT support and the accommodation that will be required to be for this model to function, will be delivered on. Resourcing was another issue that was raised at our table. The ongoing recruitment, the deployment of those members, and the one of the big issues that was raised this morning, and I listened to it, was that outlying stations would become depleted because I'm sure, as we all know, when you centralise something, people tend to like to have the staff around them, is the way it was put to us. So one of the things we'd like to see done in this, and it is in the one of the recommendations, is that optimum numbers be established for these outlying stations that aren't dropped below, along with the infrastructure and the IT and the accommodation that's needed. I mean, some of the stations in these divisions could only be described, I mean, if you describe Clonmel as rat infested and in dire need of
yeah, but just the point about the 1,000 extra personnel, is that deliverable?
It is if the resourcing is provided, Sean, and that was probably the major issue that was raised at our CEC table last week. The Commissioner did allude to the fact that it's this PSFF is...
Oh, here now, come here, what's PSFF? I mean, I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
The Leasing Service for the Future, Sean.
Yes.
It's a government-driven plan. There's government commitment to fully support it, and the one thing that's coming from this, from what we can see, this is going to require major investment. We said this from the get-go. We said it when this plan was released a number of weeks ago, that without the funding and government support for this plan, we don't see how it will work. And certainly recruitment needs to be maintained at the highest level that
Cormac
O'Keefe maintained.
This morning in the Examiner, you are reporting about overtime in the Commissioner's report to the Policing Authority. A pay spend €2 million over budget, overtime €10 million in the red, partly down to the visits of the American President and Vice President.
Yeah,
I want to Cormac on that one, yeah?
Yeah, this is the monthly report that the Commissioner supplies to the Policing Authority, and again, he has flagged more detail on this occasion, the extent to which the Gardaí are over budget, particularly on overtime, but also on their pay spend, which they attribute in a large part to the visit of President Trump in July. It doesn't factor in the visit of Vice President Mike Pence earlier in September, which could add on another 3 to 5 million. So, and in addition to that, the Commissioner's report makes it clear to the authority that the guards have been told by the government that this extra cost must come from their existing original budget. So there will have to be, as they call it, reprioritisation of expenditure, which in other words will be cut yet to be finalised exactly where they're going to come from.
Quick comment on that one from you, Jim.
Yeah, well, look, overtime in an Garda Síochána, Sean, it's based purely... Overtime is incurred only when it's absolutely necessary for an operational reason. And until our resourcing reaches the levels that are required, you're not going to receive a reduction in overtime. And I agree with Cormac. To give the Commissioner a budget and then to take €15 million from that for what was essentially an unknown and an unplanned event makes absolutely no sense. For example, the mobility project that the Commissioner wants to roll out and that will free up people and put them back on the street could be delivered within months for a fraction of the €15 million that those two visits cost.
Okay, well, look, we've
also
have to...
said that budget should have been supplementary and shouldn't be taken from this plan.
Okay, my thanks to you both. Jim Mulligan, President of the GRA, Cormac O'Keefe, Security Correspondent with The Examiner. Thank you both.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.